Blind Geek Zone podcast number 10 for June 14th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast today. Had a few things I wanted to talk to you about, a few different things I'm doing, and just thought I'd bring you up to date. I hope everybody got a chance to listen to the main menu the other night on ACB Radio, and hope you heard the Saratech announcement about System Access to Go. And I hope everybody has been taking the opportunity to play around with the product. I've seen various comments made about it on some of the mailing lists, some good, some bad, some indifferent. But hopefully it will prove to be a very useful product to us. There are a lot of people, you know, kind of commenting, well, it's nice, but, you know, I'm not getting rid of JAWS or Window Ice for it. And, I don't know what Saratech's position is on it. You know, I've talked to Mike Calvo some about it. And, I know the intent is always for your company's product to replace somebody else's, but I guess my personal opinion is that, you know, I don't think that Saratech, you know, System Access to Go is, you know, meant to necessarily replace JAWS or Window Ice. System Access to Go is meant to give us the flexibility and the capabilities of having screen reader access on computers that we might not normally, you know, have the capabilities to have access on, you know, when we're, you know, out and about doing different things, you know, out on the road. System Access to Go isn't meant to really be, you know, used if you're just sitting in your home playing. You know, it's great if everybody wants to test it, you know, that way too, but the product isn't really geared for that. And Mike was telling me last night that, you know, the product is really meant to be used, you know, when you're out and about, you know, when you need a screen reader, you know, and, you know, if you're maybe, say maybe you're at a school or a library or a internet cafe or an airport or something, or in a hotel. Places where, you know, you're not necessarily going to be carrying your JAWS CDs around or your Window Ice CDs around, or, you know, maybe you don't have a thumb drive to use Window Ice on it, and, you know, for various reasons, you know, JAWS really doesn't have a thumb drive option to speak of that's, you know, viable at this point as far as I'm concerned, unfortunately, you know, since it won't even work with Vista and hasn't been updated to, you know, JAWS 8. But, you know, System Access to Go kind of has its own little area that it's meant to be used for. And some people were asking about dial-up and, you know, had some concerns how well it would work. Mike did say that, you know, you do only need your connection long enough to get System Access to Go up and running, which is a very short period of time, even on dial-up. There is no connection required after that. But he did say to me, and it does kind of make sense to me in a way, you know, well, if you don't have a connection, what's the point? You know, you could be using System Access at that point, you know, instead of System Access to Go. You know, if you have no intentions on keeping your connection. So, you know, it is a web-based product. It is meant to be used on, you know, basically a broadband connection. Most places anymore do have broadband. So, you know, that is the audience that Mike is looking for. Let's see, another thing. On my demonstration I did for System Access to Go, I was talking about a little swishing noise I kept hearing, especially out on the desktop. Mike told me what that was is if you have tooltips turned on, you will get that noise, and it can simply be fixed by when you're in System Access or System Access to Go. If you hit your insert or your modifier, I typically use insert, but the correct term is if you use your modifier key, which is either insert or caps lock, and there are a couple others. And F, as in Frank, key, the System Access menu will come up. And you can go down to tooltips and go into there, and you can turn tooltips off. And it won't display those anymore, and it won't make that little noise that it makes. So I just wanted to update people about that so they didn't think it was some kind of problem. And I appreciate Mike giving me that information as well. Excuse me. But I did just want to update you a little bit on the System Access to Go, and I hope everybody will give that a try. And the address for that is, if you're not aware yet, is www.satogo.com. Okay. Next, I wanted to talk about a new feature for the website that I've added, which is a blog. I've decided to add a Blind Geek Zone blog so that I can post comments about different things going on in the community, different thoughts I'm having about different issues. Just gives me a way to interact in other ways with you than just the website alone. I hope everybody will give it a look, and I hope everybody likes it. I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional writer. I'm not a professional speaker. And that kind of takes me down another avenue. While I'd say 95% of the comments I get for my audio tutorials are very good, I do from time to time get people complaining that I don't necessarily speak very well. A particular individual, his name is Matthew 2007, basically said, you're an idiot, you have brain damage. You don't speak well. Your tutorials are garbage. And you should give them up. And while that, was obviously a comment made just to make me mad, and at the time it did make me mad, and I've come to realize that some people, and I've noticed this especially in the blind community, there are some people that obviously are hurting, are disturbed in one way or another. And, all they can do is to make themselves feel better is basically find ways to hurt people. Make comments that, are hurting others, because that gives them some kind of, sick, twisted pleasure, I guess. But that's the way I take Matthew's comments, and I really don't care. Like I've said to all of you in the past, I'm not a professional. I'm not Jonathan Mosen. I don't have a audio broadcasting background. Before I lost my sight, I've never taught anybody in my life. I've not did any kind of audio work or anything like this. Actually, I'm as far as public speaking and stuff, before I lost my eyesight, I'm quite a a shy person. I don't like to be up in front of a bunch of people. I don't consider myself that great a speaker. But Since I've lost my sight, this has kind of become a second, chance for me, I guess. I've kind of stumbled into this, through the Blind Cool Tech website back in 2006, or actually late 2005. And I just on a whim just started doing a little bit of recording and thought, oh, hey, this is cool. And people started writing back, hey, we really like your stuff, and so I just gradually just kept doing more and more and more, and that's kind of how the Blind Geek website, the Blind Geek Zone website, come to be. So, most of the stuff I do is pretty much off the top of my head. I don't rehearse too much of this unless it's something really critically important, that I want to make sure I do it perfect. And even then, I make mistakes. But, this stuff's off the top of my head, and I like to just kind of sit here and talk in a relaxed manner. I don't like to talk over people's heads. Too many people in the blind community that give advice and give technical assistance to everybody talk over your heads. And where I get so many good comments is that everybody says, you're relaxed, you don't have a lot of distractions, you don't talk over us, you're very, specific in your instructions, and that's a good thing. And while that may not be, perfect for some of you that know more, my target audience typically, though, is, the people that don't quite have a super technical level that, some of us have. So, I hope that makes a little bit of sense, but I did just kind of want to talk about that because from time to time I do get some less than positive comments, and I did just want to let everybody know, basically how I do things, and if I don't sound perfect or I'm a little slow at saying something or I pause a little too much, well, hey, so be it. As far as I'm concerned, these are free tutorials while I make every effort to make them as entertaining as possible, as educational as possible, and as accurate as possible. I'm human and I will make mistakes, and I do apologize for those, and I have many, many times. So, but back to my blog. Let me give you the address.
http://blind-geek-zone.blogspot.com/.
And there's a link on the main page of the website as well that you can click on that will take you there too. I hope everybody will take a look at it. I've already posted several comments on it. I hope everybody will take the time to read them. I hope you'll take the time to actually comment back to me. That's kind of the whole purpose of the blog, is to get people to, actually comment on some of the things I say. I will let you know that sometimes I will post comments that maybe aren't the most flattering to everybody. But, there's reason to my madness. And, some of these points I bring up just simply because, I think they need to be brought up because not enough people are willing to discuss them. Too many people are willing to push certain issues in the blind community under the rug and pretend they don't exist. And I don't agree with that. And so some of those things I will comment on from time to time. It won't necessarily always be just technical things that the blog has on it. Sometimes it's just commentary on my part. So hope everybody will read those. Hope everybody will comment back to me. Okay, let's see what else. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. But I do want to do the personal, BGZ podcast here every week or two. Kind of gives a little bit of insight maybe on what I'm doing. And maybe gives people a better understanding of me, myself personally. Oh, okay. A couple of things I did want to say, and these just popped up in my mind, and like I said, things just come to my mind and leave my mind at random, so a couple of podcasts that I'm working on that hopefully I will begin placing up on the website real soon are how to set up a Shoutcast server. I'm working on a 3 or 4 part series for that, and I hope to have that placed up within a week. I may do a recording very soon, a first in a series of tutorials on Window Eyes that will be basically geared towards the JAWS users that are potentially switching over to Window Eyes, using Window Eyes since the lease-to-own plan, for $39 a month came out. I have purchased Window Eyes, as I've said in the past, and I am using it to some extent. So I would like to at least do a starter tutorial for Window Eyes for at least, some of the things I've learned so far, and hopefully that will give the JAWS guys and girls a place to start from. But I hope to have that up very soon too. And that wraps it up. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.